Report: Democrat-run Massachusetts loses 182,000 residents to domestic outmigration. By Amy Furr on February 28, 2026. Governor Maura Healey's, D. Massachusetts is bleeding residents, which has brought trouble for its economy. A report from the Pioneer Institute showed. The domestic outmigration that occurred from April 2020 through July 2025 resulted in about 182,000 residents fleeing the state, the Institute said February 12. While a recent surge in international immigration temporarily boosted labor force numbers, new research from Pioneer Institute shows that underlying demographic, workforce, and economic challenges continue to threaten the Commonwealth's long-term competitiveness. It continued, adding, "The Massachusetts Labor Force, Now and Beyond," authored by Aidan Enright, examines how domestic outmigration, an aging population, declining birth rates, and shifting federal immigration policy are converging to create serious economic headwinds for the state. Indeed, outmigration from Massachusetts was putting the state in danger of losing billions of dollars in annual revenue as people were packing up and moving to states such as Florida, Breitbart News reported in May 2024. The following year, the Institute said residents were finding other places to live while migrants, many of them illegal aliens, were flooding into the state, per Breitbart News. Breitbart News' Neil Monroe reported in 2024 that the massive increase in electronic benefit cards, EBT, has revealed the startling inflow of low-income migrants, which also explains the increasing number of middle-class residents leaving the Bay State. Leftists have celebrated the massive inflow of migrants and have helped migrants access the federal and state benefit doles. In April 2025, Massachusetts officials pointed to the number of migrants in the state's shelter system falling 30%, but it appeared the migrants were shifting into taxpayer-supported rent schemes, the Breitbart News article read. The Institute's February report said, "The loss of 182,000 residents since 2020 signals deeper affordability and competitiveness challenges that cannot be offset indefinitely by net international migration." Meanwhile, the Massachusetts state auditor is targeting legislative leaders for almost $12 million in alleged fraud regarding public assistance programs.